Innocent, says Frank, sentenced. The Atlanta Georgian, Saturday, 7th of March, 1914, 6th edition, final, page 1, column 1. Leo Frank. Saturday was sentenced by Judge Ben Hill to be hanged April 17th in the Fulton County Tower. If the mandate of the court is carried out, the prisoner will depart from life on the anniversary of the day he entered it. He will be 30 years old on April 17th. The solemn formality was made the more impressive by a remarkable address to the court by Frank. The prisoner showed none of the agitation or nervousness that might have been expected from a person in his tragic position. He spoke calmly and steadily. His voice rose as he declared his innocence and asserted that he would be a blood sacrifice in the event that the state insisted on the forfeit of his life. At the height of his address, his language was eloquent but controlled. At the close of his brief speech, he said that he felt kindly toward those who had prosecuted him and prayed that God would deal leniently with them in their terrible error. As he concluded with the words, "I am now ready that sentence be pronounced upon me," Judge Hill, who had been listening attentively to the prisoner and observing his demeanor, drew the formal document of sentence toward him and read from it the dryly worded legal phrases that gave Frank to the hangman on April 17th to ask new trial. Attorney Arnold announced to the reporters that an extraordinary motion for a new trial would be made, but that formal notice of it would be withheld until the return of Luther Rosser, chief of counsel, who is expected back from a trip to New York and Washington by Monday. The motion will be made on the ground of newly discovered evidence and will contain many of the affidavits which have been made public recently. Frank spent the forenoon with his friends in the tower. At 10:55 o'clock, he was led from his cell by Deputy Sheriff Plenty Minor and was taken to the Thrower Building. He was brought into Judge Hill's court at exactly 11 o'clock. The regular session of court had been adjourned some minutes before, and there were hardly more than a score of persons who had loitered around the building. Reuben Arnold and Leonard Haas, of counsel for the defense, met him in the courtroom. Solicitor Dorsey had entered court some time before. Attorney Arnold said that he had no intention of asking for a life sentence instead of the death penalty. "Leo Frank, stand up," commanded Judge Hill as soon as the order had been obtained. "Is there any reason why sentence should not be pronounced upon the prisoner at this time?" continued the judge. "Mr. Arnold, have you anything to say?" Attorney Arnold replied, "No, but I believe Mr. Frank wishes to say a few words." Frank arose and made this impressive statement to the court, "Swears he is innocent." "May it please your honor, I wish the court to understand that I am speaking impersonally and without any feeling for my own fate. I know full well that your honor has had naught to do with the various vicissitudes with which my case has been hedged, but I wish to say in your presence and in the presence of the Supreme Being whose eye now is upon us that I am innocent of the murder of little Mary Fagan, and I have no knowledge of how it occurred." Law merely experience expressed. Law, as we know it, your honor, is but the expression of man's legal experience. It is but relative. It tries to approximate justice. But being man-made is fallible. In the name of the law, many grievous errors have been committed, errors that were colossal and irretrievable. I declare to your honor now that the state of Georgia is about to make such an error. The law says that when one has lost his life through violence of another, the perpetrator of the deed must answer with his own. Let me be just. But the law does not say that where one is killed, a blood sacrifice shall be made of the next convenient individual. If this latter obtains, then taking of such life is not justice. It is but murder legalized. Oh, what a terrible thing this is to contemplate.
If the sentence which you are about to pronounce is executed, I will be thrust over the eternal abyss. But I will go before a higher judge. Before him, I will be adjudged innocent of the great crime of which I have been accused. Your Honor, there have been a great many things to enter this trial which never should have come up. Stories of the vilest nature were circulated in regard to me. They were false, every one, but they were in the minds of those jurors when they found the verdict of guilty against me. Jurors' minds poisoned. From men whose minds were poisoned with this sort of venom were the jurors chosen. Your Honor, in this presence and in the divine presence, I again declare myself innocent of the slaying of Mary Fagan. I pray that God may deal gently with those who have erred against me. If the state and the law says that I must give up my life, then I must forfeit it a blood sacrifice. I reassert that I am innocent and that the future will prove it. Your Honor, I am now ready that sentence be pronounced upon me. Court crowd impressed. It was an eloquent and impressive statement. All in the courtroom felt it. Judge Hill hesitated a moment, adjusted his glasses, and then drew toward him the formal document which bore the death sentence. He began its reading in formal tones, and at its conclusion named the date on which Frank is to be executed.